This is the FM Gold channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, now we bring you a discussion on Real Estate Sector and GST. The participants are Senior Journalist Santosh Tiwari and Shishir Sinha.
Why there is a need for a composition scheme for real estate sector?
This sector has been in such a situation where you need a balanced approach. You have small players and also bigger players. So composition scheme in a GST setup has been introduced for the simple reason that you have to cater to the small players' needs, MSME sector or those who have lower turnover, and they also have to be brought under the GST net. So when you have to cater to them and when you have to bring them also into GST net, then your structure has to be a little simpler than the bigger players. So what does composition scheme do? It allows the smaller player to get registered, but not go through the same taxation structure, file returns, maintain records, etc., etc., pay a lower amount of tax, and don't get any input tax credit, etc. So keep the compliance burden and compliance process simple for your operational level. So this is what smaller players get under composition scheme. So in real estate also, you know that there are players, as I said, which are quite big. There are players which are smaller players. So if you have to bring all of them into GST net, then it is thought that let's have a composition scheme for real estate sector also, and that is why this UM has been constituted.
Real estate sector is passing through a very tough phase. Do you think that only taxation is responsible, or there are also other regions which has brought this sector into problem?
There have been two kinds of problems here. One was related to regulation, and this is why one of the reforms which has been brought by this government, which is RERA, Real Estate Regulatory Authority, is no less important than even GST. So real estate's problem to a large extent was related to the regulation of the sector. Now, if you go through RERA mechanism, and which will get stabilized over a period of time, all states will set up their regulatory authority, and then all the players will be going through, which has already started. You know, it is not being reported or it is not being seen too much, but down below, this RERA is bringing in such a reform in the real estate sector where apprehensions are now being taken care of the consumers, of the home buyers, and also of those who are developers. Now, they have a clear-cut idea. If you want to have a fair play in the real estate segment, then the project developers also know that they will get their clearances in a particular time frame. They will have to get registered under RERA, got their projects registered under RERA. The problems which they faced earlier, those will be minimized to a large extent even. And for consumers, at least now the fear of that you pay your EMIs but you will not get your house, etc., etc., that has been taken care of. So that part of the problem will be tackled, you know, over a period of time, next 2-3 years when RERA gets stable. Other part is, which is the momentary problem, which is the problem which is there for 2-4 years, that your overall economy also is not looking up to 8%, 10% level, etc., etc. And real estate sector was also marred by all these problems. The interest rates also were not coming down. So if you look at home purchases, interest rates were high, inflation came down. This has been a problem everywhere in last 1 or 2 years. Interest rates have not been revised the way you have inflation today. That is also one issue that it is expected that it will be taken care of. So A, problems in the real estate sector of its own, regulation led. B, interest rate, etc. also. And then economy-wise also, when there is low inflation, you have seen earlier also that when there was low inflation, government was promoting housing, etc., then interest rate was also low and purchase of house was quite high. 2003-04, if you look at it, 2002-03-04, when your interest rate was down, inflation was down, and there was boom in real estate market. Now, slowly but steadily, all these three problems are getting tackled. RERA will take care of regulatory interest rates. It seems that it will come down now. But the real uptick in the market will come when you have optimism in the economy. People are driven to, you know, buy homes. That will come when you have 8-10%. That will come. Because 7.5% you are looking at this financial year, next financial year also. All projections indicate that it will be around 7.5%. And then if you continue with the reforms, then growth will go up. And then optimism will come in the market. As far as taxation is concerned, taxation measures help give a boost to a certain segment of the economy to a certain extent. If you have simple taxation structure, which the GST Council is trying to bring, if you have lower rates, which is being under discussion, bring it down from current 12% for a certain segment to 5%, if these things are, they will certainly help in boosting the sector. But you will have to look the whole growth in totality. All four segments will have to chip in to help real estate sector.
Now, coming back to the GST rate structure, at present we have three layered structure, one for ready to move in or where the completion certificate has been issued. There is a no GST on that. Then the second is the affordable housing, where the effective rate is 8%. And finally, the under construction flat, where the rate is 12% with input tax credit. Now the proposal which is under discussion is that 5% without input tax credit. Do you think that this will really give boost to the real estate sector?
Ultimately, your GST Council has been one platform where through consensus, central government and the state government, they have taken such decisions which was unheard of, which you could not have thought 2 years, 3 years back. None of us would have thought. The good point is that whatever was required in terms of taxation, rates, etc., so good for the economy on the whole that now you have a structure for the whole of the country, and that too indirect tax structure, where decisions are taken through consensus. So whether economy will get boosted or whether the structure will have a rate of, the better rate is 5% or 12%, you need to have segmented rates, etc., etc. It's always better to leave to the GST Council. But in totality, if you look at it, the rate structure should be simple. Even if you have a composition scheme, the smaller players or the players who need that composition scheme should be given. Input tax credit is one thing, which is the real GST structure. In plain economics, you should have a structure where you get input tax credit on a larger basis. So when finally this committee recommends, which has been constituted under Gujarat Deputy Chief Minister, and you have six finance ministers, when its report comes, obviously the idea would be where the confusion was. The idea would be to bring overall GST rate a certain level where you are hinting from the GST Council that yes, we are for boosting real estate sector. So obviously rate will not be 12%. Earlier it was 15-18% pre-GST. Now it has come down to 12% for under construction projects and also those projects where you don't have completion certificate.
But there is fear that when you lower the rate, prices will go up, especially in the low price segment, low income category. Do you support this kind of fear?
If you look at the GST structure, when the constitutional amendment was done, this critical thing was brought, you know, that whenever there is a in principle reduction in tax incidence, I say, if the tax incidence in principle decision has been taken at the level of GST Council, that tax incidence should go down. If that in principle decision has been taken, then the industry, then those who are in the industry, they must pass that benefit to the consumer. And obviously, GST Council will ensure in its own way and through regulation that yes, if the council has decided that the tax incidence should go down on the sector to boost the sector, they will ensure that yes, consumers benefit for that. And they will have to come out with a mechanism. Whatever apprehension, fear, those things are there, that will have to be dealt with at the level of GST Council.
When GST was introduced, one of the, as you rightly said, that input tax credit is one of the key component of GST. There is allegation that normally builders or the real estate developers, they do not pass the benefit of input tax credit, and that is why the effective rate of taxation under GST is not that low which were expected at the time of introduction of GST. Do you think that this allegation has some merit?
It's an implementation issue, and going forward when you had dual structure, excise duty and sales tax, at that time also these kind of fears appeared. Now you have an integrated structure where you have an integrated tax collection mechanism, official structure, etc., etc., everything. And now we are more capable of dealing with these issues. But yes, you know, these kind of fears, these kind of things will get tackled over a period of time. GST is just one and a half years, more than 1 year old in India today. Things have been done at a faster pace than anyone expected. Administrative changes wise, rate changes wise, submergence wise. Now your finance minister Arun Jaitley has clearly hinted that, you know, we must move towards somewhere between 12 to 15 or 12 to 18% rate. Union finance minister is thinking about it. Your discussion is going into that direction. So in terms of simplification, both administratively and in terms of tax structure also, things have moved much faster. Now it's a question of both the sides, understanding that under the GST structure, it is tough to deviate from the fixed path. And the administrative structure also finds ways to deal with deviations. That will take time. It will take 2-3 years' time. When this gets stabilized, and hopefully, you know, there would be lesser number of litigations, lesser number of tax cases than the GST. But as I said, when these things get streamlined, and that will take 2-3 years' time. When the other side, the consumers, the industry, and everybody, you know, understands that this is the fixed line which GST Council has fixed, states and center together, not center alone or not states together. And we have to toe that line. And we have to follow GST, which has happened to a, but concretization needs some time. And then the administrative structure also knows that if there is a deviation, then this is the way how we have to deal with it, with minimum amount of litigation, minimum amount of coercion, and minimum amount of bullying, etc.
There is one issue raised by builders that at present under the GST regime, 1/3 prices, I mean abatement is in form of 1/3, that is considered to be the cost of land. But they say that cost of land is much higher in many states. So you need to give much more abatement into that. Do you think that this will be possible? Because one of terms of reference for GOM is that to decide about the cost component for the land. How tricky this issue is.
That is where, you know, this GOM is very, very critical. And that is why in the previous meeting, you know, it was decided that GOM needs to look at it. Because you need to get both the sides, you know, views from both the sides. And you need to completely understand that if at all real estate has to be brought into the GST net quickly, which is necessary, then what should be the mechanism to bring this critical sector of the economy under the GST without creating any problem for those who will be paying taxes and for the consumers also. So you need that kind of deliberation. How land should be accommodated into that GST tax structure? It's a question to be dealt with the experts, both from the state level, because here you have revenues involved, both of center and states. So you have to take a very rational view, which is balanced also. Obviously, this committee will sit together and will find a way out where they will decide how land should be accommodated into the tax structure. And that will be something to see how this one thing, you know, has been resolved by the GST Council.
And why I'm raising this question, because the cost of land varies in state. In some states is very high, some states is very low. So how can you arrive at a very common kind of price level? Then the GOM will face the real problem, how to decide about that. And especially when we talk about threshold level for GST, we face the same problem to arrive at a certain level. So what kind of measures would be taken to arrive at a common price level for land? How easy it would be or how difficult it would be?
Here lies the beauty of discussion model which GST Council has adopted. If you look at the model which is in existence today, and if you look at the changes which happened GST Council meeting after GST Council, now you have raised the exemption threshold to 40 lakh rupees for generally. For other states, you know, northeast states, your exemption level has also been raised, but it is different. Now the theme, the principle has been fixed. Now you have composition scheme for service providers also. It didn't come earlier. But again, I will say that the way GST Council is making the transition to the levels or to the discourse, you know, where ultimately everybody would benefit, gives you such confidence that even if something has come about today, and if there is a need to change it going ahead, like the way bringing in service providers, you raised it, the land should be accommodated, and how it should be accommodated, how should we accommodate, you know, different prices in different states. The way GST Council has worked together, everybody should be very optimistic that whatever comes in today, whatever is the recommendation today, if there is a need to change that, they will certainly change it. So it will evolve.
Another worry is that when you lower the rate of on the various services, the real estate, then bringing entire real estate under the GST will be a very difficult thing. I mean, we will have to move in a different direction. How true this is?
It's a tough sector to bring under GST, you know, because it is a diverse sector. It has players from different segments, both in terms of turnover, in terms of, you know, working, in terms of the way it operates. And over a period of time, you would have seen that, you know, this sector has been left little bit this way, that regulation was known. Now, for the first time, you know, now you have from the center also, state also, regulation-wise, as I said, there has come. So, regulation has come. Now, after regulation, you have to bring it into a structure where taxation is very clear, transparent. So, everybody is falling under one ambit. But this exercise has to be a little bit longer drawn one than other sectors because of the constitution of this sector, the variety, the diverse people working together in the sector. You have to give time to reach to a situation in GST taxation for the real estate sector, where GST Council has ensured again that tax is moderate or reasonable, and as far as possible, everyone is included in the tax system. That is the main theme of GST. The whole process will evolve over a period of time. We have made a good beginning. Now again, GOM will suggest certain things, rationalization will happen.
Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks.
You were listening to a discussion on real estate sector and GST. The participants were senior journalists Santosh Tiwari and Shishir Sinha. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website newsoneir.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.